Would you pray with me? Holy One, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them, yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. So says the psalm. When God took Abraham into the desert and showed him the heavens at night, the heavens were full of stars, not like our sky, in which the lights around us obscure the beauty of the heavens. Abram's sky was full of stars beyond counting. And God said to Abram, who was already an old man, your descendants will be as many as the stars of the heavens. And though Abraham laughed at the idea that he and Sarah, who had no children, would have any descendants, let alone as many as the stars in the sky, yet here we are. It's not strange for Jews to call themselves descendants of Abraham. And in many ways, this is literally true, as well as culturally or metaphorically true. They really are the descendants of the descendants of the children of Abraham. But it's a little strange for us. But whether we are the biological descendants of Abraham, we are Abraham's descendants in that we are a part of the story that begins with Abraham. Our story begins with refugees. Abram and Sarah, who lived in Ur, the great city, were just some of the victims of the famine that had swept through the land. They were called by God to a very, very different life, and they left everything that they knew, home, family, all that was familiar, and they began a story of wandering that in some ways continues to this day. And as they wandered, God revealed God's self to them by showing the wonder of the heavens at night. So we have very few records from the period that this is supposed to speak about. But we do know that Jews began telling this story more than 4,000 years ago. Can you even imagine that? Imagine 4,000 years people have been telling this story, and still it echoes in our psyches each time we look up and see the stars. Even non-religious people have heard those words in their cultural memory, and the echoes are heard in many of the statements of our faith, like the Song of Faith. Finding ourselves in a world of beauty and mystery, of living things diverse and interdependent, of complex patterns of growth and evolution, of some atomic particles and cosmic swirls, we sing of God the Creator, the Maker and the Source of all that is. Each part of creation reveals unique aspects of God the Creator, who is both in creation and beyond it. All parts of creation, animate and inanimate, are related. All creation is good. We sing of the Creator who made humans to live and move and have their being in God. In and with God, we can direct our lives toward right relationship with each other and with God, and we can discover our place as one strand in the web of life. So you've heard it said that we live in a secular age. We have seen a change in the way people think of faith and of religion and of God and of spirituality. And the role of the church has changed from authority, perhaps, to what? Journeying, questioning, companioning. The numbers of people who attending church are down, and the members often seem to think of themselves like Abraham, a little older. And just like Abraham and Sarah, we ask God, who will inherit from us? To whom will we pass on the things that we have treasured? When Abraham asked that question, he was discouraged and he felt old. God had sent him wandering and kept driving him onwards, and he could see no point if there was no generation to benefit. Why should he even continue? And God said, "Look at your descendants. They will be as many as the stars in the sky." Abraham saw more stars than we can see, and yet we know about more stars than Abraham could imagine. More than our tiny brains could hold. Abraham saw only as far as one child. And God is speaking of descendants that are not even imagined. We count ourselves as inheritors of the story of Abraham, even 4,000 years after the story was first told. But who will inherit our story? Actually, you know what? We have no idea. Even 100 years from now, our story may seem to have faded. And yet, there may be people who pass on kindness because they learned it from someone who learned it from us. There may be people helping refugees 100 years from now because their grandparents tell them stories of how we helped them when they were refugees. There may be people telling their children the story of Abraham in a far-off place because we shared the story along with coffee and laughter. There may be one day an astronaut looking out the window of a spacecraft remembering the words, "Count the stars, for your descendants will be as many as the stars in the heavens." When Abraham spoke to God, actually, when Abraham complained to God and said, "You took me on this journey, so help me now," he certainly believed in God. He didn't always believe in the plan. He had a sense that he fit somewhere in something greater, but he never had thought of it as a destiny that extended its reach this far into the future. People have been telling this story for this long because it's a story about a destiny that is greater than the person who holds it. Abraham, if you read the story, the whole story, is not a great man. He's not always an honest man. In fact, some of the stories make you wonder what the heck God was thinking when he chose Abraham to be the bearer of this destiny. And that too is part of the story. Abraham is not a saint. He's not great, not particularly talented. Just the bearer of the story of God's defining presence in the universe. Just. A small personal story this is, in many ways, a small personal story of two people wandering a star-studded universe. And yet, 4,000 years later, Abraham's destiny is not yet complete. It is still continuing. We don't have any idea what our destiny will be, and we may not be around to see it, which is always frustrating and a little discouraging. And yet, it may be more important than we can imagine, or not. Our role may be to make someone else's destiny possible. Never despair because you can't see it, or because the great thing doesn't seem to have happened yet. Sometimes we miss it. Just keep on keeping on. The actions we take in God's name have ramifications greater than we can see or plan for. Actions of grace, compassion, friendship, reconciliation, confession, forgiveness, sharing, feeding, singing, and storytelling are our part of a journey that started with Abraham and extends as far as the stars in the heavens. For each of us, in each small step, there may be a great journey. In each small act of faith, a great story. And in each small act of compassion, we pray, a touch of Christ. May it be so. Amen.